Today is Saturday, November 8th. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Full November benefits are available to Wisconsin food share recipients. A spokesperson for the Office of Governor Tony Evers confirmed Friday that more than $104 million in benefits were paid to 337,000 households at midnight. According to the Evers administration, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services acted to release federal SNAP funding after federal judges ordered the Trump administration to make full payments and before the Trump administration sought to block them. The Trump White House argues it lacks sufficient funds for full benefits and that the issue stems from congressional inaction amid the government shutdown. If the federal shutdown continues into next month, Wisconsin and other states will again face a halt to food assistance payments. In Milwaukee, Alderman's quest to save two famous downtown structures continues. Earlier this week, the city's Historic Preservation Commission approved a historic designation for the UWM Panther Arena and Miller High Life Theater. Alderman Bob Bowman proposed the assignment, which he says would ensure public oversight if demolition is ever considered. Bowman also sits on the board of the building's owner, the Wisconsin Center District. In May, the district CEO said a study on the properties and their future would be conducted. Bowman believes that study could suggest demolishing the buildings to construct a hotel at the historic sites. If the designation is approved by the city zoning committee next month, it'll move on to the Common Council for final passage. When money is needed, it is nice to have legitimate loans available to help with expenses. If a call is received in regards to loans, consumers should be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Consumers are receiving calls and voicemails about large loans that they, quote, qualify for or that they never finished their application for. But really, these are all just scam attempts. They're not real offers or true reminders. Scammers are making these calls hoping consumers become excited or alarmed and that they'll provide their personal information to either complete or cancel the loan application before they have a chance to really just pause and think about it. We've seen that these scammers are very persistent and will repeatedly call and leave voicemails. Some calls have provided very specific amounts of the loan, and we've seen as high as $52,000.
If a call is received in regards to a loan, action can be taken to avoid being scammed.
Ignore the calls, even if they're persistent. And then be skeptical of caller ID. We've talked about that a lot over the years, but scammers can use fake names and phone numbers to look like local or trustworthy businesses or government agencies. So we need to just be cautious of spoofing. Block the number and take advantage of any phone provider's anti-spam services to prevent future unwanted calls. Report the calls to DADCAP's Bureau of Consumer Protection. And the biggest thing of all, never, ever, ever hand out your personal information like a social security number, bank account, birth date, or any other personally identifiable information that's yours. You do not need to hand it over with these unsolicited, unknown calls that come out of the blue, even if they say that you're pre-qualified for a loan, you never completed a loan application, or that they can't cancel an application and remove you from call lists unless you verify your identity. That's yours. Keep it to yourself.
If you are in need of a loan, Michelle Reinen recommends dealing with someone you know you can trust.
It's so comforting to be able to truly shake a hand, have eye contact, engage in person. I mean, there are certainly things that you can go ahead and do online or, you know, make that phone call, but always be confident that you truly know who you are engaging with. And when you live in a smaller community, that is definitely an advantage to being able to have confidence in who you're dealing with.
To report a call in regards to fake loan, contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society's largest fundraiser of the year, Pause for the Holidays, is being held until 2 today at the Richland Center Community Center. Activities at the popular pre-holiday celebration include a Santa Paws giving tree. Stop by the tree, take one of the ornaments from the tree, buy the suggested gift, and drop it off at the OMHS shelter. Other activities include a pause for the holiday sweet walk, kid-friendly games, a silent auction, a bucket raffle, dog games and competitions, a food stand, and more. Everyone is welcome to attend OMHS's Pause for the Holidays from now until 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. The final performance of Kickapoo High School's production of James and the Giant Peach, the musical, will be held this afternoon in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. The musical is based on Roald Dahl's novel about a boy named James who crawls into a giant peach created by a magic potion to get away from his aunts who treat him badly. Inside the peach, James discovers a group of giant insects and they go on an adventure together. Micah Fletcher plays one of the insects.
I play Centipede, which is normally one part, but we have two people playing the same part, so I share a role with Lane Miller. We're basically grouchy the whole time, just annoyed about every situation, finding the way to, like, be a pest towards others. And sometimes it's kind of hard to stay in character because there's funny scenes that come up and you're like, oh, wait, yeah, I'm not supposed to be into this.
The costume for Centipede is great, but can be challenging to wear at times.
It's kind of like Indiana Jonesy. We have little boots, like a trench coat over top of a white tank top, little like cowboy hat with the things coming off it for like centipede ears. And then the little trench coat has like the centipede legs on the side. We have a tail, so any part that like spins, I'm like caught up in it. I'm like, oh no.
The final presentation of Kickapoo High School's production of Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach, the musical, will be this afternoon at 2 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Cost is $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Tickets will be available at the door. The cast and crew of Riverdale High School's Andromeda's Galaxy will perform this afternoon at DeForest High School in the Section 3 WISDAA Theater Festival. The Riverdale cast and crew will compete at 2:25. All are invited to attend to support them. There is no admission charge to attend this festival, which runs until 4 o'clock today. Those that do well will advance to the State Theater Festival. Weston School District's final performance of Schoolhouse Rock Junior Live, the musical, will be held this afternoon at 2 in the high school gym. Admission is free. Making up for a lost Sunday at the Wisconsin State Fair, the fair announced its plan for exchange of tickets for the 2025 fair's final day, August 10th, canceled due to flooding at the fairgrounds the night before. In-person exchange for tickets for that Sunday only for 2026 admission tickets will happen November 10th through 15th at the State Fair Park Ticket Office in West Allis. Fair officials say not all ticket types qualify for the exchange programs. Contact the ticket office to find out if your ticket type qualifies. Rock and roll is coming to Camp Randall next year. AC/DC will be making a stop in Madison during its Power Up Tour on July 19th next year. It will be the first time the iconic rock band has played in Wisconsin in 16 years, having played at Milwaukee's Bradley Center in 2010. Camp Randall welcomed back music for the first time in 28 years this year with three shows. Country star Morgan Wallen performed twice in June and Coldplay played in July. Tickets for the AC/DC show are on sale now.